Hi, my name is Jonah Brandley, and I'd like to introduce you to the new Episcopal Diocese of Kansas Formation Team podcast channel, where we, as a formation team, plan to provide wholesome, entertaining, and spiritually fulfilling content for youth and young adults in our diocese, and for any other guests who care to follow along and share life with us. The canceling of Mega Camp, Camp Canterbury, and the continued struggles that COVID-19 has created in our lives are making us rethink the way we do ministry. We are really excited about this new format, for reaching out to you all, and for this new opportunity to better fulfill the Great Commission. Now, this first session is going to be an experiment for us, so please be patient if there are some issues that come up in the transmission of the idea in our heads to what you guys actually hear. We are expecting some of that, but if an issue gets annoying, feel free to reach out to me at jonah.r.brandley@gmail.com. That's jonah.r.brandley@gmail.com or via the contact information in the description of this episode. Now, without further ado, let us start our very first episode of Season 1. The formation team reads C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Before we actually start this episode, I think it would be helpful to, for a little bit, get at why we chose this book. A few weeks ago, after I graduated college, I was challenged to read C.S. Lewis's The Great Divorce, one of his more serious and theologically centered stories. I remember thinking then that it was totally unexpected for the author of The Chronicles of Narnia, this collection of stories I remember reading as a kid, to write this eloquent, theologically complex parable for adults. It made me want to revisit these stories I remember reading in my childhood, and, just maybe, find something in there for me as I am leaving my childhood behind. As C.S. Lewis writes in his dedication, "But someday you will be old enough to start reading fairy tales again. You can take it down from some upper shelf, dust it, and tell me what you think of it." Well, St. C.S. Lewis, we hope to do just that as we go on to our main section of the podcast, where we summarize Chapter 1 from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Outside of the fantastic world of Narnia, our story takes place in the year 1940 on an old professor's estate in rural England. Our main characters, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, are sent there by their parents to escape the great bombing blitz that left London, their home, in rubble from the Nazis. After they arrive at the estate, they are greeted warmly by the aging professor, and the children react in ways telling of their character. The two elder siblings, Peter and Susan, each liked him almost at once, as Lewis writes, while Edmund, the third child, tried to stifle his laughter at the professor's unkempt appearance, while Lucy, the youngest, was slightly afraid of him. Once they settled in and got ready for bed, they all came together to compare first impressions. Peter, it is revealed, was delighted by the professor because he thought he could do whatever he wished without consequence, while Susan states, "I think he's an old dear." After this, Edmund gets upset at Susan because he believes she is acting too much like their own mom, while Lucy is worried that they will all be busted by the professor and get into serious trouble. Once Lucy is consoled by the group, they all make a plan to explore the woods surrounding the estate the next morning, wondering at the animals they might come across that they normally wouldn't find in London. Unfortunately for them, things didn't go quite as planned since they woke up to a stormy morning. Instead, the siblings decided to explore the house. In their explorations, they find a vast collection of rooms fitting for a manor. A great hall, library, and music room. But an odd exception to this was a plain room with a single wardrobe in it. To those who don't know, a wardrobe is basically a large, oftentimes ornate box where people can hang jackets and coats, like a closet that isn't built into the house. Peter confidently exclaims, "Nothing here," and the children leave to explore other parts of the house, but Lucy feels called to stay behind, separating herself from her siblings. She opens the door of the wardrobe to see that it is completely full of fur coats. Just as background information, Lucy's absolute favorite smell and texture is that of fur, and immediately goes inside to enjoy this sensation of fur. She goes deeper and deeper into the wardrobe and enters a dark and snowy forest. Now, obviously this is somewhat frightening for Lucy, but she finds herself curious about a light in the distance. She approaches the light to discover a street light similar to the ones in London. Lucy then realizes that she is not alone. A half-man, half-goat creature wearing a scarf to protect himself from the cold and carrying an umbrella in one hand and a variety of packages in the other, approaches and politely exclaims, "Goodness gracious me!" Next, I'd really like to talk about some of the main ideas and takeaways we get from this passage. One of the first takeaways I got from this chapter was how C.S. Lewis shows us the true nature of each of the siblings in the story by how each of them reacts to their new surroundings. Peter, the oldest, is very polite and kind to the professor at first, but then reveals to his siblings his intentions of doing whatever he wants to for the next undefined period of time. By doing so, he chooses to ignore the responsibility that his leadership expects from him. Susan sees herself as taking on the responsibility ignored by Peter by behaving and speaking in ways that are proper and telling of a more mature person. Edmund, however, is the stereotypical teenage boy who is moody and acts in ways that are inappropriate for the situation, like laughing at their host and snapping at his older sister. Lucy is incredibly timid and scared, showing her mouse-like demeanor by being frightened at every little noise and unexpected situation. We see her take the first steps away from this mindset, though, when she chooses to explore the land of Narnia. My second takeaway is that there is the theme of the children trying to adapt to and explore the new situation that is thrust upon them by forces they cannot control. I don't know about you, but I can definitely relate to this in my own life. America may not be facing the dangers of our homes being destroyed by bombs, like what happened in 1940s England, but we are facing a similar life-ending threat from the COVID-19 pandemic. A traumatic event disrupts the children's lives just like one is disrupting our own lives, causing all of us to bunker down in our own homes and fight our own battles against the pandemic. We can all find hope in the ways that these children, along with Londoners during this time, find new ways of having fun and connecting with each other. Thank you all so much for joining me today in this opening discussion of Chapter 1 of C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I hope you all enjoyed revisiting it, or visiting it for the first time, with me. This was definitely a breath of fresh air. Before we go, though, let me present you with a few questions you can discuss with your friends and family. Number 1. What was the first time you remember reading The Chronicles of Narnia? What events, characters stood out to you when reading it then? If you haven't read it yet, what are you looking forward to in this story? Number 2. What character do you relate to the most? Peter, Susan, Edmund, or Lucy? And why? How do you imagine this character reacting to the news of this whole other world on the other side of the wardrobe? Number 3. How are you adapting to the challenges that COVID-19 is bringing to your life? Are you finding new ways to entertain yourself and to stay in good spirits during the midst of this? Lastly, I just want to thank you so much for joining me again. The next episode will cover Chapter 2, where Lucy starts to interact with this weird creature she just found in the wilderness. How will she react? Will she clamber up in fear? Find out on Friday, June 12th, when we expect to release Episode 2, of The Formation Team Reads, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe.